The chairman of the worldwide accounting firm PwC, formerly known as PricewaterhouseCoopers, has roots right here in central New York. Bob Moritz is a graduate of SUNY Oswego and visited the campus last week to speak about the global economy. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with Moritz about how those global economic trends apply to the economic situation in upstate New York.
I think New York State's at an interesting dichotomy right now. You've got things that are happening, you know, in the New York City-ish surrounding area, where they are trying to look for those areas of growth through continued innovation. And just to use one example, trying to mirror what Silicon Valley does and actually get tech houses to come in. And it's for purposes of innovation and creativity and new wave organizations to be resident in New York, but it's also to benefit how can they influence then other corporates in New York. When you look at the rest of the state, you are into, again, unfortunately, an interesting dynamic around the trends and what has impacted the upstate area. So this goes back to, are the consumers there? Are the employees there? Are the corporates there? Some of the corporates are retreating as they think about consolidation. They're thinking about tax implications. They're thinking about the ease of doing business. And one of the challenges in New York has always been, are there too many rules and regulations compared to other states that warrant manufacturing companies and other service companies to want to be there? So I think two things have to happen. One is the aspect of innovation in local businesses, small businesses that are prevailing in upstate New York, have got to continue to innovate and continue to try to grow from a local perspective. But the second area of innovation that's got to happen is actually our own governments. State, local municipalities have got to be more creative in terms of business of old rules, old laws, old tax requirements have got to change as well to be remain relevant. Why? Because there's other states and now other countries that are willing to actually create a more interesting environment for our companies to want to invest and be.
Are there specific things that you think New York State or other states in the U.S. should be doing in those areas to promote small, big, medium business growth?
Yeah, the U.S. economy has always thrived when that small, medium business opportunity has gotten the incentive to invest and has gotten the confidence to do it. You look at any, I'll call it city, and you're looking for, do I have the right resources which come off of college campuses? Do you have the right incentives for people to want to stay? Do you have the motivation where government and business work together to actually create the next opportunity? What's the man on the moon statement that we want to make here? And where do we want everybody to work towards that makes it an unbelievable city for healthcare or an unbelievable city for innovation in the technology space or an unbelievable city that should be thinking about how do we connect with manufacturers more differently because we can leverage logistics coming off of the Great Lakes. There's lots of different things, but it's got to be a combined community, which is the community, government, and the business coming together to say what do we want to be and what should we be over the next 10 years and then really put the policies and procedures in place to get there.
Do you think cities should maybe specialize in certain things like healthcare or Albany has had the tech centers come and do you think that would help?
I do think that would help. I think it gives almost a guiding post to corporates that potentially want to go there, educators that are providing talent, and the government to put policies in place to try to move in that kind of direction. So it gives you this long-term relevancy and a determination and a focal point for people to then to strive for. If you're too diverse, too dispersed, then you're all about everything and standing for nothing.
That's Bob Moritz, chairman of PricewaterhouseCoopers, speaking with WRVO's Catherine Loper.